Good morning again. I'm Loretta. This earlier service, Tori spoke. We are Philadelphia Teen Challenge Women's Home. We are a 12 to 14 month faith-based drug and alcohol discipleship program, in case anyone didn't know. I myself am a 2009 graduate. I came to Teen Challenge in 2008 with a six-year addiction to Xanax and painkillers for a blood disease that I was diagnosed with. I do have systemic lupus, so I was on a bunch of medications, and by the grace of God, He brought me to the doors of Teen Challenge. I went in and changed my life. So I just want to say that this program works, and these ladies here are proof. It's not the easiest program to go through at all. A lot of them come in kicking and screaming, but as you hear today, as you hear from their stories today, you're going to see that Teen Challenge really does change lives. But it's not just the program, it's God. And we just thank you for partnering with us all through the years and for your prayers, and we just ask that you continue to do that. So at this time, I'm going to have the ladies introduce themselves, and then we'll go right into the first song.
I'm
Thank you.
name's Caitlin. I'm 28, and I'm from a very small town, Cambridge, Maryland. My problems, well, basically, I grew up in a household where we went to church every day, every week. It was always church, but we were never really taught how to live that life. It was more of an appearance to us. So my home life was a lot more different than it was on the outside to everyone else. It was just me that we were okay, everything was fine, and my home was very destructive. I was taught how to fight at a very young age, and that's basically what I've done my whole life, was fight to survive. Started when I was 14. I met a man that was older than me, and I ended up losing my son in a car accident, and I was pregnant, and I lost him. And from that day on, I was completely broken. I felt like there was no reason for me to continue living. I didn't want to. I felt like there was just nothing left for me. So my life was just continuously spiraling out of control. After the accident, they prescribed me painkillers. I started taking them how I was supposed to, and then I couldn't function. So I was just abusing everything, whether it be pills and men. I was just a very abusive person. I'm angry. I had two more babies, and I was not supposed to have children. So by the grace of God, I was blessed with two more babies. And I lost both of my kids custody-wise. So again, I felt like I had nothing. I didn't want to live anymore. So I just went on to heroin, and my life completely went downhill. I had everything and just lost it all over again. So my family, I've had nothing to do with since I was 14. I've completely left them, and my family saved my life. They gave me another chance to work on myself, to be a mother to my children, and they got me into Teen Challenge. Ever since walking in the door of Teen Challenge, it was very comforting to me. I had other women that I've never gotten along with women before in my life, but I had other women that were just like me and were working along the same things as I was working on, and that was very comforting. I felt loved, and just walking into the doors, the staff was just amazing. I mean, we have a lady named Jamie, and she called me every day before I came in and just told me that she loved me and that she prayed for me. So just having that in my life was a main thing, was this woman doesn't know me from Adam, and she's showing me love. So I came in, and it's still hard, but I try every day to control my anger, and I'm working, and I'm a new creation. So I'm just trying to continue going and walking with God, because I know He has my back now, and I cannot do it by myself. So thank you.
Hi, guys. My name's Rachel. I'm 31. I have been in the program 12 weeks on Tuesday. I have to say, when I was younger, it started with my mother. She always felt empty, and she was always trying to fill a void, that emptiness void, you know. She did it with men, she did it with trying to have kids, but she never was satisfied. So growing up, I never had that motherly love. I always strived to get her attention, always wanted to fill that emptiness because she was never there for me. I raised my brothers and sisters because she was too busy doing other things, so needless to say, when I grew up, I felt that emptiness, and I was trying to fill that emptiness that a mother's love should fill, so I turned to alcohol. It suppressed a lot of my feelings, and I enjoyed it. I figured it was legal. I didn't have a problem. You know, as long as it's not drugs, I'm good. I came to know God 2 years ago, this month, actually, and I went to church. I lived a double life. I was an alcoholic at night, and, you know, that was okay because it was, nobody knew. So I was lying to myself, telling myself that it was okay, but really it wasn't. Eventually got to the point where I was drinking constantly. I couldn't go to work without drinking. I couldn't go to the store without drinking. I always felt like I was being judged. I have a 6-year-old son, and I would drink the weeks that I didn't have him. So me and his father have joint custody. So I figured as long as I was still providing for him and living my daily life and going to work, I was fine. It wasn't until Let's say 4 months ago when I really hit rock bottom, I lost everything. I lost my son. I lost my job. I lost a lot. And I was so tired of running from myself, running from the lies that had caught up with me after so long, that I tried to kill myself. I woke up in the hospital and the doctor said, "You should not be alive. We don't know how you're here or why you're here, but I know that it was the grace of God telling me that this is your last chance. You better get it together." So that week, I enrolled in Teen Challenge and I walked through the doors tickled pink to be there, you know, ready to start my new life. And it was really hard. It was really hard, but I've learned to surrender and submit to God, and by doing so, I have fallen more in love with Him every day. I don't feel that emptiness that I had before. He's filling that. He's teaching me who I am without the alcohol, that I am a child of His, and I am worthy to be called His daughter, just as we all are. Sometimes we think we need substances to fill an emptiness, but in all actuality, we just need to call upon Him. The 31 years that I've been here, He has never once turned His back on me. It's always been me running from Him. And now that I'm ready to turn and face Him and run towards Him, He's welcoming me with open arms. And I'm really grateful. I love the Lord. I will talk about Him all day long if you want me to. He's done so much for my life. And I just, I'm grateful for this opportunity and this experience. I won't change it, trade it for the world. I think it's, I'm not saying it's easy because it's called Teen Challenge for a reason. It is challenging, but we're also overcoming. And it's by His grace and His mercy that I'm here today. And I will forever be grateful and always show Him the glory. My closing scripture, I forgot my opening one, but my closing scripture is Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm from Ayerstown, Pennsylvania. I'm 32. I guess my addiction started when I was around 14 years old. I grew up in a loving family. We were really close. We always went camping, did a lot of things together. I hid my addiction from my family. They didn't know until I was 30 years old that I had an addiction problem. Started out using marijuana and it spiraled from there, just trying the next thing. And at the end of it, I had a full blown meth addiction. I have, at the age of 18, I had a daughter. She's now 13 years old. Through my addiction, I lost her, and that was the hardest thing that ever happened. But I'm glad I'm here. Teen Challenge has brought me closer to God. I never believed in much before. I now believe in God. I believe that He's restoring my family. I have a wonderful relationship with my mother. My daughter is proud of me that I'm here. And the other night I actually got to talk to her and she said to my mom, she's like, "My mommy sounds different." And my mom told her, she's like, "That's because your mommy's happy." And that just made me so, you can ask the girls, I was smiling from ear to ear all night. I was like the Kool-Aid kid. It was just great to know that my daughter is happy for me and she knows that her mommy's in the right place. So I guess my closing scripture is Jude 1:2, "Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance."
Keep our sisters in Christ in your continuous prayers daily. Everyone could use prayers from someone else, and so that'll help all of us. And thank you.